Allie covered her face and laughed.
Oh my God, I feel like such a bonehead. Tori, he made the whole thing up. We all knew he never had a grip on reality. I guess we should have figured he would make you up too.
So, you're not really his friends either? The girl was smiling and all. She added enthusiastically,
Because when you called and said you were his friends, I thought, wonder what these dudes are like.
I could see she wasn't the judgmental sort. I decided to tell her the truth. He had this diary, and we got a hold of it. You're all over the place in it. That's why I thought you might know where he is.
Oh, Jesus, she muttered. What did he say in this diary?
Allie told her about the walks down the boardwalk, the thing on the beach, and this one outrageous sex scene that she must have read when I wasn't around and hadn't told me about. Isabella just kept shaking her head, and every once in a while she would nod.
That is like 90% fiction, she said. Here's the real story. One day on my lunch break, he asked me to go for a walk on the boards with him. I thought, why not? That part is true. I could see he was having trouble getting along with the other busboys, and I felt a little sorry for him. He was shaking in his shoes when he asked me. I thought it was cute. So we went walking, and when we came back, it was like he was glued to my side for the rest of the summer. He was really, really hard to shake.
So you never actually went out with him? I asked.
Well, I did it with him once,
she said with a shrug. My neck snapped a little to hear how she said that so casually. She went on.
I couldn't shake him, and after a while I thought, maybe he just needs to hook up with somebody, so why not? But it just made him 10 times worse. I wish I hadn't now. Doing a virgin is not all it's cracked up to be.